Then I want you to bring them up during communion. And Jamie's going to be standing right here to accept those. Now, I don't want this just to be something that the pastor asks you to do, okay? I really want you to think about this. What has God given me to enhance the body of Christ? To work with this church, particularly, to spread God's kingdom in this community. Do you understand what I'm saying? So when you come up for Holy Communion, I want you to have that ribbon in your hand, and I want you to give it to Jamie, and we're going to have him up here on the altar. You see, from first service, we have those there. We're going to arrange them hanging off the altar so that every Sunday when you walk in here, you can see how you are part of a larger picture. And when God shines through that larger picture, it is powerful and it is gorgeous. Amen? Let's pray. Dear God, we give you thanks and praise for this day. We thank you for your word this morning, God. We just ask for your powerful anointing to be upon us as we bring our ribbons forward and as we take communion, that we could experience your presence in a way that we never have before. That we could understand, Lord, that you are on our side and you are in front of us and beside us, underneath of us, on top of us. You are behind us. You are preparing the way ahead of us, God, wherever we go. And that as long as we keep our eyes and ears and spirits open to you, we are living in your presence. And you are preparing the gifts that you have for us to expand your kingdom. Dear God, it is an awesome honor to be a part of what you are doing in this community. Anoint us, God, in Jesus' name. Amen. Next week, touch of greatness is what we'll talk about. And so hopefully that will create some curiosity as well. Will you please stand and turn to... Actually, you don't have to stand. Please remain seated. But prepare our hearts and minds for communion as we turn to our song of thanksgiving. Here I am, Lord, number 593. Let's sing the first and the third stanzas as we prepare for Holy Communion. Today is a special day as we receive Holy Communion. It's called many different things, Eucharist or the Lord's Supper, depending on what church you might take communion in. This is a special gift that God has given us through His Son, Jesus Christ, And I just am excited every... We do it in this church about every month, and I just am excited every day when we get to do this.